Read Lance Rosenthal, rancher, number one best-selling award-winning author, and unabashedly, unapologetically, on the right side of the outstanding issues of our generation. But don't try to fence him in. Sometimes his positions will surprise you, because Reed is definitely his own man, with his own opinions. You might love him, you might hate him, but you won't be able to stop listening. Step over to the right side with Reed.
Happy Saturday, folks. It's Reed Lance Rosenthal on the Right Side Radio. First of all, let me start off by apologizing because I have the sniffles and a cold. And, God, I just hate being sick. But if I have a little rasp and a little hack and a little wheeze during the course of this show, you'll just have to bear with me. 'Tis the season to be jolly and to have sniffles, I guess. So I'm still on the road doing my book signings. Really tremendous turnout. And bunches and bunches and bunches of books. Thanks to the Lone Tree Barnes & Noble crew. Absolutely terrific. Unbelievable sellout. And Denver West Barnes & Noble. Another terrific crew. Another sellout. And I'm currently at Aurora Southlands Barnes & Noble. And I am there today and tomorrow, if the books last. I'm not sure they will. So those of you who are listening and want to come in and say hi, please do. Would love to see you. And you know, I was going to tell you last week about the feedback I'm getting from people talking about current events, current situations, not only at the national level, but also at the state level, particularly in Colorado, which is... you know, I don't know what's going on in Colorado, but it's not good. Anyway, I'm going to get in that in just a minute. Let me tell you a little bit about what we're going to talk about on the show today. First of all, we're going to talk about the Republican debate. A bunch of you have written me, what do I think about Trump, and what do I think about Cruz, and blah, blah, blah. You know, I'm going to give you my thumbnail sketch of the debate and of who I consider to be the top five candidates, not including Ben Carson, who I happen to like, but who is fading rapidly. And although, you know, I think the guy is honest. I like the way he thinks. I think more than any other candidate, he might understand exactly what is the intentional, dark, malevolent, sinister agenda of the people now in power, of all the candidates. You know, the guy is just not electable. And I'm not sure he's ready to be president. I think he would be terrific in a cabinet position. But the five top folks are Trump, Cruz, Rubio, Christie, and to a lesser extent, Carly. I'm going to tell you what I think about them, the debate, high and low points. Not going to dwell on it, just a broad brush. And then I'm going to talk a little bit about this omnibus spending bill, which somehow the Republicans in Congress have passed for $1.1 trillion. And, you know, I'm just scratching my head. What exactly did we elect these people for? Wait to hear some of the things that are in it. I mean, you will just be flat enraged. And then the third thing I'm going to do is I'm going to read you just the headlines. I might have a sentence or two after that on the articles which I'm posting this week, or actually my producer is posting this week. God bless her for putting up with me and my hours and all my craziness. I think just the staccato rat-a-tat-tat, I know all you guys just love it when I say that. The staccato rat-a-tat-tat of these headlines will be enough to make you puke. I mean, I don't even think I have to go into the details behind some of these stories, although I might throw out one or two, for you to get the general gist, the general flow, the general ebb and tide, mostly ebb, of the last week's happenings, hither, yither, yon, overseas, domestically, in the treasonous pit we call the White House, and in the imbecilic pit the disappointing pit, maybe even the depraved pit, we call the House and the Senate. I might add, particularly Republican side. We know what we're dealing with on the Democrat side. It's called progressivism, which is also another name for communism. All right. That's going to be the show today. So let's get started. The book signings have been great. And in talking to the book signing, I can tell you how many people I've talked to, give or take, 100 or 200, by how many cards I have given out. So since November 29th, I have given out slightly under 4,000 author cards, business cards. You know, Reed Lance Rosenthal, author. And I have another 5 or 6 days to go. So I would imagine that over that time period from November 29th to December 24th, I wrap up at Gateway, the big Gateway Barnes & Noble in Salt Lake on 6 o'clock p.m. Christmas Eve. Merry Christmas. I would imagine that I will have talked to about 5,000 plus people. And you know, that is a boatload of folks. Old, young, male, female, American, foreign, American-born, foreign-born, you know, black, white, Asian, Spanish, I mean, across the board. And the recurring theme that I'm getting is, as I said last week, not one of fear, not one of being scared, like the media likes to say, everybody's scared and everybody's frightened and all this. I don't get that at all. Not in the least. Americans don't strike me as a fearful people, and I'll tell you that the 4,000 people, give or take, I've talked with thus far over the course of the last 20 days, and the 5,000 I will have talked to, unless something dramatically changes between now and December 25th, these folks aren't scared. Not in the least. Are they apprehensive? Yes. Do they have trepidations about the direction of this country? Yes. But it's not fear. They're not scared. They're pissed off. I mean, people are really angry. They are angry at the Muslim sympathizing, and I'm being kind, communist leaning, reparation endorsing, retribution applauding, redistribution enabling, White House, department heads, agency heads, you name it, who quote unquote run the show. And they are really incensed at those Republicans in Congress, it's not all of them, at those Republicans in Congress who can't seem to toe the conservative line, who don't seem to have a spine, who can't seem to say no, who run in fear of the government shutdown or whatever BS Obama wants to pull at the time as a threat. I mean, the Republicans in Congress react to Obama's threat of a government shutdown the same way that Obama reacts to Putin. They cower. And it's disgusting. And we're going to talk more about this in the next segment on this omnibus spending bill. And excuse me again for the hacking and wheezing and the nasal tones of this broadcast. So my take on the American population, and remember, this is people from Idaho, Utah, Wyoming, Colorado, New Mexico. Obviously not New York, obviously not California, although I've talked to a fair amount of folks from there, visiting from there, transplanted from there in these other areas. But no. No, media, mainstream media, MSM, no, the American people aren't scared. They aren't frightened. They are apprehensive about what's happening to their country, to the values on which this country was built, and for their children's and children's children's future. And they are a very unhappy bunch of folks. And I hope that some of you Republican senators and congressmen who occasionally listen to this show are listening right now. Because I'm here to tell you that that anger is not only solely directed at Obama and crew, Barry, Harry, Nancy, and Valerie, and their legions, but it's directed at you. Because you are pathetic. Now, I usually keep my mouth shut on this. You know, I am a believer in, even though I'm not really a Republican, I'm a conservative, I'm a believer in Ronald Reagan's 11th commandment. But you folks are pathetic up there, you Republican rhinos, you spineless creatures. What the hell do you think we elected you to do? Cave? Anyway, that is my take on the population of the United States right now. Drawing as a representative sample the 4,000 folks I've met and the other 1,000 I'm going to meet here over the next 4 or 5 days. By the way, as a little aside, I'm at Aurora Southlands Barnes & Noble today, Saturday, and tomorrow, Sunday, until the books run out, and I believe that they will before the scheduled end of the signing. I am in Grand Junction. Great folks up there, and we have loads of readers in that part of the in that neck of the woods. I'm at the Grand Junction Barnes & Noble Monday and Tuesday, and then I'm at the Gateway Salt Lake City Barnes & Noble Wednesday and Thursday. To kind of close out 2015, which I must say, I am really glad to close out. And that's my take on the American population, at least the representative sample that I have had the pleasure and the honor of conversing with over the past several weeks. Okay. Excuse me, I think I stifled a sneeze, but it may come out later. Let's talk about this omnibus spending bill. We'll get into our next segment here. $1.1 trillion, several hundred billion dollars over the like bill, like time last year. I mean, where is this budget control? Hey, Paul Ryan, I thought you were such a wonk on the budget. And folks, what this bill has in it is just mind-blowing. Remember that the House of Representatives is controlled by Republicans, and the Senate is controlled by Republicans, who are supposed to be fiscal conservatives, supposed to be strong on national security, supposed to be defenders of the Constitution against the progressive onslaught, and defenders of American values against progressive ideologues. Let me tell you a few things in this omnibus spending bill. Number one, did you know that it funds Obama's plan to bring 10,000 plus Syrian refugees to the United States? Now, I'm going to be giving you some headlines here, but let me give you a little taste. Did you know that there's 9,500 Muslim, potentially dangerous, some on the terror watch list, folks who have overstayed their visas, and Homeland Security, the government doesn't know where they are. It doesn't know if they went back. It doesn't know if they're in sleeper cells somewhere. It doesn't know whether they're in New York, California, Colorado, Wyoming. They don't know. Yet, we're to trust this government vetting another 10,000 probable, not every one of them, but probable ISIS plants coming into this country. And we're going to pay for it. and we're going to pay for their welfare and their safe keeping and their education and their health care and all the rest of it. The Republicans voted for this. Did you know we're going to continue to fund Obama's immigration policies? Or should we say lack of immigration policies? The open borders stuff, where ICE is told not to enforce the law, where ICE units are held 50 miles off the border, basically creating a free-for-all no-man's land for cartels, ISIS infiltrators, and illegal aliens. Oh my, illegal aliens. It's a non-PC term. Shame on me. And did you know that this bill includes approximately $16 billion, that's B, billion, dollars of my money and your money to bail out the insurance companies who are sucking air because Obamacare doesn't work? Now, I thought we sent the Republicans to Congress to kill Obamacare. Have I missed something here? Was there part of the campaign rhetoric, or there was part of the Republican voter mandate, the conservative voter mandate, that somehow changed, that said Obamacare is okay? Let's keep it in place. Let's fund it. If it has a problem, let's throw money at it and solve the problem. I don't think so. I don't remember that. Do any of you remember that? I don't. And did you know that in this omnibus spending bill, some Republicans reinserted the Patriot Act? Oh, they call it by a different name, but it's the same thing. Basically, cyber surveillance. Now, there are many sides to that coin. You know, there's the side of the coin that says, well, you know, we need to be able to monitor all these things to stay safe from terror. But as I'm going to show you when we get into these headlines, that is all BS. Because even when these people are slapped in the face with a fish, a smelly Islamic terrorist fish, like social media postings, they can't get it right. And you know why they can't get it right? Because the folks in the White House don't want them to get it right, won't let them get it right. But we're going to get into that in the headlines. So, the Patriot Act 2 is about to be put in place, folks. You know, the one Clapper lied about in the congressional hearings 2 years ago. Oh, no, we don't collect data on Americans. That one. All right. There's other things in this pork-laden bill. All sorts of money for special interests and bankrupt solar companies. It's a repeat of all the nonsense we did before. And there's hundreds of billions of dollars of waste, corruption, fraud, payback, etc. It is mind-blowing, is what it is. And Harry Reid and Nancy Pelosi are doing victory dances. I mean, public victory dances on this. And Obama is probably laughing his butt off. I mean, the best friends he has are the Republicans. It's unbelievable. Paul Ryan, huge disappointment. Mitch McConnell, pathetic. Anyway, if you want to know more about the omnibus spending bill, Google it up. And we have several headlines on it, too. I could spend 5 shows going over everything that's wrong with the spending bill. And, of course, it's all done because Obama threatens to shut down the government if it's not done his way. And I say, folks, I say, good, shut it down. In fact, don't reopen it. Wouldn't that be nice? Yeehaw. Turn off the light switch. Okay. Now we're going to get into the headline portion of the show. And, you know, I'm going to breeze down these headlines. You'll be able to find almost all, if not all, of these articles below the show here today. You can click on them, read them at your leisure, if you can stomach them. But I think it'll give you a feel of what's been happening over the last week. And I may close this out with talking about deflation and inflation. There's some important things happening in the economy with the Fed raising the rates. We'll see if we have time. But let's go over these headlines, shall we? Let's see. Okay. Americans are apathetic and will not be able to stand up to Islamists. So now we have people whining about the fact that, you know, we don't have any guts. This is the same group that caused us scared. Gallup. Americans trust in government to protect against terrorism at a new low. That's right. Did you know that only 20%, give or take a few percent, of the country now trusts the government to protect them from terrorism? Gee, I wonder why gun sales are soaring. You know, I was listening to 850 KOA Denver, which I've been on before. Great station out of Denver. And one of the morning announcers, you know, very nice guy, does the weather and the traffic and all that kind of stuff while I'm dodging a zillion cars on my way to the bookstore for book signings. And he was talking about how his wife had never been a fan of guns and how over the last month she was now pestering him to take her down, get her a pistol, and buy training courses for her to learn to use it. I think that's telling. Very telling. And then we have the Obama administration policy to ignore social media of visa applicants. I talked a little bit about this in the previous segment. So here we have a Congress putting in like the new Patriot Act. Yet Fasheed, you know, terror babe from California, if you go to her Facebook page, she was all about terrorism, all about ISIS, all about Islamic extremism, and all about committing terror. For months before those poor 14 people got gunned down, the other 28 wounded. For months. And do you know why, or what law enforcement uses as an excuse? And perhaps it's true. I mean, it's mind-boggling. A White House edict via the Department of Homeland Security and the Justice Department. Remember Loretta Lynch a couple weeks ago saying her biggest fear was, targeting of Muslims. Well, there was an edict that went out saying that you can't look at the social media pages of your terror suspects because that's invading their privacy. I want you to think about that. We're going to spend billions and billions and billions on a new Patriot Act, reading and perusing my phone calls, your phone calls, my emails, and your emails, but law enforcement can't go and use as a reason for arrest, suspicion, surveillance, whatever, the Facebook, the Twitter, or the other social media postings of people on the terror watch list, people under suspicion, or people who should be under suspicion. I want you to think about that for a moment. That kind of makes my eyes cross. Then we have Obama's refugee program worse than we thought. Oh, yes, it is. First of all, it's going to be more than 10,000 Syrians. Number two, it's going to be less than 3% Christians because, you know, the Christians are very dangerous folks. Number three, we're going to pay for it all and pay and pay and pay. Number four, we're not going to get to know where these people go. I mean, the government can't even track the 9,500 missing potential jihadists under the H-1 visa program who have skipped out on their visas. And now the government's not going to track, not going to locate, not going to disclose where these 10,000 plus Syrian refugees are going. Isn't that dandy? Okay. Then we have the Fed raising the rates. This is a 5-minute forecast, a world awash in new wealth. Well, folks, there's a meltdown going. I don't know if you know this or not, but when the Fed raised the rates, they basically greased the wheels of a deflationary trend that we're in right now. Oh, don't worry. Inflation will get here, like I've been warning for years, and it'll be severe. But in the meantime, we're going to have this little period of deflation. That's why oil is under $35 a barrel, and American companies are folding left, right, and center, which is the Saudi plan by keeping production up, by the way. It's like a duel of American independence against the Saudi royals. And we're seeing it in gold. We're seeing it in silver. We're seeing other commodities. We're seeing in iron. But it will reverse because you can't print $4 trillion and buy your own debt like we've been doing the last 7 years and not have inflation. Remember, inflation is not the increase in the value or cost or price of goods and services. It is the decrease in value of the purchasing agent, i.e. the dollar, which, as we've discussed on many previous shows, is under attack by China, by Russia, by the BRIC countries, by the New World Bank that Russia has established to compete with the IMF, by the UN, by the IMF itself. All right. Then we have, you're going to love this. Okay, one of the things that Congress wanted to do, and it's been passed, and I'm not really sure what the status is because you can't get any straight answers, but they passed a law which basically said that if you go to support ISIS, you go over to a Mideast country, Syria, Iraq, Yemen, Turkey, whatever, then your visa will not be honored if you're coming back from Europe. In other words, right now, somebody could put together a fake visa. Somebody could go over and fight for ISIS. They could get into any European country and then use their visa because of American law to fly into the United States literally unopposed. This new bill was supposed to shut that down. Obama not only promises to veto that bill, think about that. Not only he's vetoing a bill that disallows people who went over to fight with ISIS, that disallows them entry back into the United States. He's going to veto that bill. More than that, he promises the European folks, let's get the headline up here, Obama promises Europeans that there'll be no changes to the visa program. Is he the president of Europe or is he the president of America? Unfortunately, we know the answer to that. Okay? Even though I'm sure he's more for Europe than he is for America, obviously. Then, here's the next headline. HHS Secretary Burwell. The U.S. lacks the funds to host children crossing the Mexican border. In other words, young illegal aliens. Gee, we don't have the money to pay for their food and their hospital and their housing and their transportation and their education and the whole nine yards? Really? Aw, poor us. And this guy has the cojones to go to Congress to ask for more money to support illegal aliens crossing into our border. I mean, say what? Let's go to the next headline. Oh, yes, John Kerry, you know, Sop Kerry. You're going to love this. He says it's okay to let all these refugees in the country because, quote, we know who's coming into our country for the most part, unquote. That's the headline. You know. Okay, so we know who's coming into our country for the most part. Well, gee, what is the least part? Is that one person? Is that 500 people? We saw what 25 people did in Paris. So what does that mean, John? I guess one thing it means, it's an admission that we don't know everyone who's coming in our country, do we? Let's check out the next headline, shall we? A struggling DNC, that's the Democratic National Committee, craves tax dollars for convention. Oh, you're going to love this. So Obama is using the slush fund in these various budget bills that have been passed only because Republicans have allowed them to pass. He's using up to $20 million of his slush funds in various nefarious corrupt funneling ways to give money to the Democratic National Committee for their national convention where they're going to nominate Hillary Clinton because they're having a hell of a time raising money. So, let's see. I want to make sure I get this. My tax money, a conservative, somebody who abhors Hillary, corrupt and wicked woman that she is, who despises the people in the White House, traitors, folks that they are, my money's going to go to their nominating convention? Really? Let's go to the next headline. They just get better and better. Oh, the State Department finally got sued over the refugee plan. Great. So what does that mean? Like, unless we get a temporary restraining order, all the refugees will be in the country. It'll be Obama's usual thing. Create a huge problem. Delay long enough so that the problem becomes ingrained and you can't really eliminate it. And then move off to create the next problem. Okay. Let's go to the next one. Let me scroll up just a bit here. John Kerry. It's our buddy Kerry again. Sop Kerry. John, isn't it time for you to go home for Christmas and get your monthly allowance from Mama? Isn't it? John Kerry admits that climate change fight is a farce. Gee, John, thanks for that admission. We would have never known that without you. Okay. Next headline. Major San Bernardino cover-up revealed. I actually have several articles on this. Did you know that Obama, I mean, we know that he tried to pawn it off on workplace violence until the FBI and Comey kind of shoved it up his butt and he couldn't wiggle out of it anymore. He couldn't extend it like he did the Benghazi video. So instead, he issued this ultimatum. He issued this directive. He picked up his pen and his phone, along with Valerie Jarrett and his other henchmen, and he told the FBI and the other law enforcement agencies down there in San Bernardino to hush-hush on the terror. Let's not call this terror. Let's not get the folks worked up. Oh, no, no, no. Call it anything you want to call it, but let's keep this terror aspect played down. Is that, I mean, how stupid do you think that they think that we are?